As I understand it, the diagnosis of an enlarged heart is not one that anybody would particularly relish, and certainly not one that would set you up for any kind of wonderful, vigorous athletic activity. Why then does the psalmist in Psalm 119 and verse 32 say, "I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart"? Well, we need to remember that in the scriptures, the heart is the very centre of our being. It's the seat of reason and affection and volition, which means it's the place where you think and where you feel and from which you want and pursue things. And so the psalmist says to the Lord, "I will run the way of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart." This then is a spiritual running. And for spiritual running, an enlarged heart is very much what you need. Now, what does it mean for a heart to be enlarged? It is the language of being filled with wisdom. In 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse 29, Solomon's heart was enlarged by the grant of wisdom and exceedingly great understanding. Our hearts can also be enlarged by joy. In Isaiah 60 and verse 5, the hearts of the people swell with delight. When we have that joy in God, when we have that wisdom from God, when the Lord enlarges our heart with that heavenly perspective by which seeing him and knowing him, we are caught up toward him. When the heart is enlarged like that, then we run the course of God's commandments. Is that something that you want to do? Do you hear the language of spiritual vigour there? Do you hear the language of intensity and deliberation? I will run the course of your commandments. I don't want to simply stumble along this pilgrim way. I don't want to be diverted to the left hand or to the right. I don't want to lose my sense of what is truly important. I want to fix my eyes upon the goal, and I want to run like Christ with endurance the way that is set before me, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. I don't want to be one of those whose hands hang down, whose knees have become feeble. I want to do what I do with a heart full of affection for God, delight in him, vigour in my service. I will run the way of your commandments. I don't want this to be just an explosion of energy. I want it to be focused endeavour. I want it to be a life of obedience to you, in which your word is my guide. Your truth leads me. He's already said, "I cling to your testimonies. Oh Lord, do not put me to shame." He's now got this sincere desire and this definite intent that he will serve the Lord God. And yet, as so often in Psalm 119, those statements of our intent give way immediately to declarations of our utter dependence upon God. For only when the Lord is enlarging our hearts can we run with that kind of diligence and that kind of fervency. And so we don't separate the two. There is in the heart of all of God's people, in that very core of our being, a desire to honour him in all that we do, and to honour him not just in dribs and drabs, but to honour him with everything that we are. All the language of the New Testament, of the living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, is echoing this kind of intent. And when shall we do that? When the Lord enlarges our heart. And you'll notice that it's not just a desire. It's a holy expectation. I will do this, for you shall do that. It is God's delight to grant an enlarged heart to his beloved people. It is God's delight to answer those cries and to meet those appetites with enlarged capacities for service, with greater wisdom, that skill for righteous living that comes from a true knowledge of God, that joy that bubbles up from a heart that has seen the excellence of the Lord and knows that he is our covenant King. When we have those things which the Lord delights to give and will bestow upon all who call upon him, Then we run the course of God's commandments because he enlarges my heart. Let us then seek that blessing and live that life.